When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning, here on the 5th of July, the day after Independence Day. So, you know, as you're waking up, crawling out of bed, just double check. Count, make sure you still get all your fingers. If you woke up with a bandage on your hands, you probably don't remember what happened last night. But from all accounts, the professional displays that were put on by the local communities all went off without a hitch. There was one community, however, where they did have a problem. And this was, I think there was an issue in Plymouth, if I remember correctly, with they started a little bit late. But other than that, everybody had no real issues unless you went to see the fireworks in Marblehead, because the barge that they set the fireworks off from caught on fire prior to the fireworks show. So what happened was there was a fireworks show off of that barge in another town the night before. And then something happened in the overnight hours where it caught on fire. It broke out at about 1 a.m. on Thursday and caused the display in Marblehead to be canceled. Thankfully, the fireworks were not on board the barge already. That they don't bring those on until a few hours before the display. But they had a show in Lynn and Swampscott the night before, and that same barge was used for those. So they're not really sure what happened. No one was on the barge when the fire occurred, but they are asking that if anybody has any pictures or videos from that barge fire, to send them on over to the Marblehead Fire Department to help in their investigation. But of all the reasons to have a fireworks show canceled, that's not one that you think would happen. And there's something to be said. You know, a lot of communities like to set off their fireworks from barges because they feel it's, first of all, that you can have them over the water, so everything falls into the water as opposed to falling on land. You can set them off in the water, so you're surrounded by water if something goes wrong. But some communities don't have that opportunity. They don't have the water to do that from. And they do set them off from land. So it can be done. I don't know that they could have changed logistically in time to be able to still have the fireworks display. But I would have thought Marblehead could have figured out another place to fire them off from. I don't remember what year it was. It was probably late 80s, early 90s. We went to the Plymouth Fireworks. And they normally would set them off from a particular beach. I forget which one exactly they did it from. And we would go to a beach on the opposite end of Plymouth Harbor to watch them. And this particular year, for whatever reason, they had to switch it to setting them off from the one we normally go to. So we went to where they normally set them off from and watched them. And it was fine. Everything was fine. But there was, I don't know, some reason they had to move it. Could have been wind direction. Who knows what it was. But I guess in Marblehead, they didn't have a backup plan in case the barge wasn't available. But there are fireworks all over the place tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night. So if you didn't go out and see them last night, or even if you did and you want to go see more, I don't know why. One fireworks display looks exactly like the other to me. But there are other places, including Middleborough tonight, including Marion tomorrow, I believe, if I remember right off the top of my head. So you've got places that are not a far distance and where there are numerous places where you can go to watch them. I remember we would be heading into Spooky South Coast back in the day, you know, when we were still doing the show. We'll be bringing it back. It'll come back probably by the fall. And we'd be driving in. I would always meet the two Matts, especially in the early days. We would all meet at the diner where Matt and I worked, Matt Costa and I worked. And I would meet him and Moniz there, and we would all drive together in one vehicle. Then later, you know, as we all started doing different things at different times, it became easier just to all meet here at the station. But we'd be driving in, and you would see fireworks displays happening as we were going down the highway. And we would try to guess, okay, where are these coming from? Sometimes there were just people setting them off, but for the most part, it was, you know, one time it was Fairhaven, one time it was Marion, one time it was New Bedford. But, you know, to really centrally locate yourself, I don't know that you can still do that anymore because they've all kind of scattered the days. But back in the day, when they all did it on the 4th of July or all did it on the 5th of July or the Saturday after the 4th or whatever it was kind of easier to coordinate it. So if you love fireworks, there's fireworks every night pretty much that you can go and see. I don't know, maybe I'm too far removed from them. Maybe I should go see some. I don't have to get up early tomorrow. Maybe I should go to Middleborough and see them. No, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I do feel bad for the people in Marblehead that they did not get a chance to have their fireworks display because of that fire. But I also don't understand why they didn't have it. Because again, they didn't, the fireworks went on the barge. They still had them. I hope they didn't have all the computerized equipment on the barge that they used to fire it off from. Maybe that was part of the issue. Did you attend a 4th of July parade yesterday? A lot of folks here locally love to go to Bristol for the oldest one in the country. As I've said before, for my family, it was always Randolph on the 3rd of July. That was our annual parade. And honestly, I don't think we ever went to any other parades. Every now and then we might go to like the Wareham Christmas Parade or something like that, but that was the only one that was an annual thing for us because it was a family tradition. And it was kind of like our family reunion. Even though we saw our family isn't huge, so we saw everybody frequently, but everybody came over my grandmother's house for the parade. So it was kind of like our de facto family reunion. And I guess there are probably families that do that for Bristol, but the crowds are so huge. I don't know that you could do that. I've never gone to that parade. I've always said each year, oh, you know what? I'll go check that out this year. And then I see people that are like go out and sit and stake out their spot at like 4 a.m. And I say, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. on a day that I have off. That was like when I finally started working here and finally had the day after Thanksgiving off and said, I'm going to go out and hit up all the sales. I've never done that because I've always had to work. I always had to go in extra early and cook for people. Like, this is great. I can go out and hit up all the sales and get all these great items. And then set my alarm, woke up and said, wait a minute, what? Why am I doing this? No, I don't care. Going back to bed. Got up around 9 a.m., took a shower, went out to the stores, still found all the deals I was looking for. So I don't know. But I hope if that's your thing, if you woke up early to go to the parade, I hope that you got a great spot. And if you're up this early today because you've got to go to work, I'm sorry. You and I are both in the same boat. We weren't smart enough to use today as a day off like everybody else. It's going to be a ghost town here today. I'll tell you what, I am going to try to work a half day today because nobody's going to be around to. But I am working on a story that I can't wait to share with you all, and I'll probably have it up later on today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. A great story about a young entrepreneur in the city of New Bedford. It's an adorable story about an adorable kid that I think is going to get a lot of positive response from the community. In fact, I've already been warning his mom, like, you're going to get lots of people messaging you on Facebook and lots of people looking for this product that this kid creates. So, but when I was talking to her on Wednesday afternoon, I called her to get some of the information on the story, and it's just so adorable. And I don't use that word very often. So you can imagine that if it touched my heart, my cold, icy heart, I think you'll enjoy it as well. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I went to the Bristol Parade yesterday.
How was it?
It was great. We did something pretty cool. There's the Hirschhoff Maritime Museum there. I'm probably mispronouncing the name of the museum, but they had you could buy tickets, and they provided you parking, breakfast, and lunch. And you had a spot designated on the parade route.
Oh, wow.
With a canopy over your head. And it was really cool. It was really cool.
If you don't mind my asking, what does something like that cost per person?
It was $100 per person. There were two of us. But you're getting breakfast, lunch, parking. And they had indoor facilities. You could go in the museum and tour the museum while you were there. And obviously, you didn't have to use a porta potty. You know, they had that nice, you know, indoor bathroom there. And they had games like cornhole and a few other games for the kids to do. And I felt it was really worth it because that's a really nice parade.
You know, I'm sure the money goes to helping the museum as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they had other things you could like when you. Oh, they had free beer and wine, but by donation, you know. So, you know, you throw like 10 or 20 bucks in there and you just kind of drink what you want. I only had a couple beers, but yeah. So, it was nice. It was really nice. And then I would highly recommend it as, it was like a bucket list thing. I've always wanted to go to the parade, but you're kind of doing a little bit in style by having that little area there. So it was cool. I met some cool people. The other thing we did after that is at night we went to the Fall River fireworks, but we went to Pier 52 and we didn't get dinner, but we had a couple of cocktails and we watched the fireworks from right there. It was a great spot because they went off right over the bridge pretty much, you know, the Braga Bridge. So that was nice.
Sounds like you did the 4th of July the right way.
This year I did, yeah. Yeah. No, you know, years past, you know, fireworks and whatnot. But yeah, this is good. This was good. But I just wanted to share that with you. I highly recommend both for the 4th of July.
Yeah, I might look into that parade thing if they do it again next year, for sure.
Yeah, keep your eye out. There was a couple of places. There was another museum that did it more in the center of Bristol, but I like the spot we had, because when the parade was over, where we parked, we got right out. So it was, I highly recommend it.
Well, sounds good. Thank you for the information, yep. And I'm glad you had a good time.
Yep. Take care, Tim.
Have a good weekend. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I listen, parade, it's not that I'm anti-parade. I just never wanted to wake up and, you know, battle everybody to get a spot. But that sounds like a great plan, what the caller was saying. Special designated parking, canopy, fed, adult beverages. Oh, that sounds great. And for that ticket price, like you said, you're getting two meals, parking. You're probably gonna have to pay $50 to park somewhere anyway. I'm gonna keep that on my radar for next year. Maybe I'll finally go to that parade. Especially since next year, the 4th of July will be on a Friday. So next year we have a 3-day weekend for sure. Yesterday was more like, oh, you know, this is a day off in the middle of the week and I've got to go back to work on Friday. So I'm not going to stay out late on Thursday. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Like I had thought about going out and doing some hiking or some bike riding somewhere where I'd have to, you know, take a ride to go to it. And I was like, maybe I'll go out to Purgatory Chasm or the Blue Hills or something or Borderland. But the more I thought about it is I'm just going to wipe myself out and then got to get up early tomorrow. So next year, completely different. Game changer. Then you'll probably get a couple of years of having the Friday or the Monday observed because it'll be on the weekend, right? So they'll give you the observed day off. Then you'll have the Monday. And even get the Tuesday, there'll be people that stretch it out into a 4-day weekend, take the Monday off, you know, and then we'll be back to midweek 4th of July's. I don't really care too much about, you know, taking long weekends for the most part, but it would have been smart of me to use one of the days off that I will just not use by the end of the year and have used it today. But I'm glad to be here talking with all of you. 508-996-0500. I'm even glad to be talking to Lamone. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
What's up, Playboy? I've got plans for you. So I'm thinking about a great way to make you a sex symbol that we're working on, since you're getting so felt and slender. I'd like to see about getting you to go and dance, be dancing with the stars, and hopefully to dance with Cheryl Burke. I've got the biggest like on Cheryl Burke. And so what I'm thinking while you're doing that, let's say you go on for like a month or whatever, maybe more than a month, I'll come there and I'll substitute for you in the morning. And that'll be good, right? So you get to do your dance. And so then, and so like I said, by the time you get to see Julie, you know, it'll be all in the cracking, you know, not only split for away, but you'll pick her up and sweep away and dance the night away. Like I said, so, you know, and she looks, and I think she thinks she'd like to be able to dance. You know, it's not too often you find a person, well, now maybe now more days, but not too often there's too many good dancing, you know, duos when they just meet each other. And so I think that'd be good. I think that'd be nice. You know, you want to only dance your way into her heart, dance your way into everybody's living room across the country.
There's only two problems with that plan, Lamone. One, I don't dance, and two, I'm not a star.
But you know, the point of it is, you will learn how to dance. Like I said, hopefully Cheryl Burke will be the one that'll be your partner. Love me some Cheryl Burke. That's my favorite person on there. And I'm thinking, like, you know, hope you guys have fun. And so, but I think that'd be nice. And I think, and if I were to come there, I have to come there. And so I guess, you know, I'll be cheering for you And then maybe Skitty might be my girl by that time, you know, be going high and heavy. I don't know. We'll see how things go, but God wills it. But the thing of it is, I'd like to make sure you do that. And then so at least then I'm thinking not next season, the season after that, I'll be ready to do it myself. And so, you know, you are a star in the paranormal world, right? And you are a star in the South Coast up in the morning, every morning. So what's wrong with that? You are a star. Just because you may not be bright as other stars, you still shine for us.
Well, I think I would bring in the lowest ratings that show's ever had.
I think you would. I don't think that'd be the case. I think there'd be people, as long as you don't have to faint or anything like that, you know, like Marie Osmond, everybody tune in for that, you know. But then I think that you'd be good. I think that'd be good. And I think that since you're more svelte and you're able to move around limberly without losing as much breath, you know, like I said.
So
do it, bro.
Are you a fan of Dancing with the Stars? Do you watch the show?
Yes, I do.
Do you know Samantha Harris, who was the co-host of the show for a long time?
Yes.
So
the tall blonde chick?
Her father started a Renaissance fair here in Massachusetts in Carver, King Richard's Fair. He started that with his wife back in the 70s, and he was also the tour manager for Elvis Presley, and he was the guy that said at the end of every concert, "Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building."
Yes, I knew that was the case. But when you said Sam Harris, I was thinking about the guy from Star Search. You know, when there was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know, popping. You know, that's what's with Sugar Don't Bite. You remember that? You remember Sam Harris?
I don't think so. No.
He won that one season. He's a short guy. He's got he's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Let's do his version of it. You know, that's a great song, especially when he sang it. So I think that'd be good. You know, and it couldn't hurt, like I said, help bring more publicity to the spooky South Coast brand. And also could help bring a lot more people to it, you know, to listen to it.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate the idea, but I don't think I'll make the cut. I got to hold you there, Lamone, because I got to take a break here before the news.
Every other time that I said I'd do something for you, and I've done it, and it gets done, right?
I appreciate it. I just don't think this one is doable. I don't think they want to see the ratings tank like that.
Is it something that you don't want to do?
I don't think that I would want to do it, no.
But is because you're not sure of yourself yet?
I just don't enjoy dancing, and I don't want to spend time dancing.
If you had that kind of money, you'd make it extra money and fame and whatnot. And then, like I said, and everybody likes to know, like, if you're going to dance with somebody, they like to know that they're...
I think they'd pay me more money not to dance on national television, so...
I got more faith in you than you have in yourself, brother.
That's probably true, but I do got to hold you there. You have a great day and a great weekend.
Oh, that's so sad. I think everybody out there listening, anybody calls in, tell Timmy to get his butt up there and dance. And I give you the address and whatnot, and I'm going to make a couple phone calls for you, and hopefully you'll be able to do it, man.
All right.
I got faith in you, man.
You take
if you don't win.
You take care. I got to take this break.
You would have problems.
I got to take this break. All right. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to take this break. We'll be back in just a moment. All right. And now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
President Biden speaking out about his debate performance. The CDC confirms a fourth human case of bird flu. And America crowns a new hot dog eating king and queen.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is responding to critics of his performance in last week's presidential debate.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Biden gave an interview in Milwaukee Wednesday on a local radio show. The host, Earl Ingram, said he didn't get the impression that Biden is ready to throw in the towel and give up the Democratic nomination. Biden told a group of Democratic governors on Wednesday that he plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. so he can get more rest. He has his first TV interview since the debate tonight on ABC. A suspect is dead after getting in a shootout with rangers at Yellowstone National Park. Rangers were responding to a report of somebody with a gun in the park making threats and said there was an exchange of gunfire when they approached the subject. An Illinois 4th of July parade has returned 2 years after seven people were killed in a deadly mass shooting. The Highland Park parade took place Thursday north of Chicago with patriotic floats and marching bands. A remembrance ceremony was held before the parade to honor the seven people who were killed in 2022 by a rooftop gunman. The CDC is confirming a fourth human case of bird flu. Mark Mayfield reports.
It was a dairy worker in Colorado who developed eye symptoms and has since recovered. Previously, there was a human case in Texas and two in Michigan, all involving exposure to cows that tested positive for the H5N1 strain of avian influenza. The CDC is emphasizing that while the risk to the public remains low, it's been working to increase the nation's stockpile of bird flu vaccine since May. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new report finds that a migrant who died in detention in California waited over 50 minutes to be seen by paramedics. Researchers found that the migrant from Cameroon had medical attention delayed because the privately owned facility's medical provider didn't respond to a nurse's request for an ambulance following a stroke. The ACLU partnered with a group American Oversight and Physicians for Human Rights found that nationwide 95% of migrant deaths in custody could have been prevented with proper medical care. Sean Diddy Combs' legal woes are mounting. As Sarah Lee Kessler reports, the rapper's lawyers have been notified he's the subject of a criminal investigation in New York.
A federal grand jury in New York is hearing evidence against Diddy involving alleged sex assault and sex trafficking. News about the jury being impaneled comes after a ninth lawsuit against the 54-year-old. The latest filed Wednesday by Adria English, who claims the Harlem-born rapper hired her to work parties as a go-go dancer, but forced her to have sex with multiple men. She also claims a woman named Tamiko Thomas is facilitating Diddy's sex trafficking operation. Diddy's lawyer denies it. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
There's a new men's champion and a new woman's record in the July 4th hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. Patrick Bertoletti has secured the belt, scarfing down 58 dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
It was all focused today, no mohawk, just hot water, and I wasn't going to stop eating until the job was done.
The 39-year-old Illinois native likely wouldn't have had a chance if 16-time champ Joey Chestnut, with a record of 76 dogs, hadn't bowed out this year over his deal with a vegan brand. 49-year-old Jeffrey Esper of Massachusetts took second place. Meanwhile, a familiar name on the woman's side, Mickey Sudo, beat her own record after wolfing down 51 dogs, and she's now a 10-time champ.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox extended their win streak to 4 games after sweeping the Marlins. They visit the New York Yankees for a 3-game series that starts tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for lots of clouds for your Friday. We do have a chance of showers, a slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Look for your high near 78. Overnight tonight, lots of clouds. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible, but not likely. Your low near 72. And as we look to Saturday, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a 30% chance of showers and a high close to 78. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. That's the birthday boy, Huey Lewis. Happy 74th birthday to Hugh Craig, also known professionally as Huey Lewis, and one of my favorites of all time. And that's such an underrated song, Couple Days Off. That's a song that you want to hear on a Friday. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We got an app chat message from DSY who said, we went to the Plymouth fireworks last night and got there a little late. What a mistake. Helter Skelter. Yeah, that's one of those fireworks displays that you want to get there on time for. You want to be hours early for. The last time I went to Plymouth for the fireworks was my ex-wife and I were dating still. And we had a friend who had two young daughters. And we said, you know what, let's bring them to the fireworks. And we'll bring, she had two, you know, my ex-wife had two younger siblings as well. So we said, let's bring everybody to the fireworks. And we all went and we said, all right, well, you know, we'll stop at McDonald's first and get something to eat. And we did. And then I'm thinking, we're never going to get there in time. We're never going to get a good spot. And we actually ended up getting a pretty decent parking spot and a pretty decent spot on the beach to watch the fireworks. But I don't know how that happened, because otherwise you've got to be there all day long waiting. But yeah, it is a great display when they do them. I know I said, you know, you see one fireworks display, you see them all, but they do a good job of it over there. As I think all of the local displays are. I've never seen a fireworks show and said, gee, that was terrible. I just have never said, oh, gee, I can't wait to see that again. But again, you know, don't take my Killjoy stuff to heart. If it's something you enjoy, go out and do it. You know, again, people are having cookouts and pool parties and going to the beach and all that on the 4th of July. And I'm going to the movies. So it tells you, you know, what my mindset is. I just don't like being outdoors, I guess. But I did. I went and saw Horizon, an American Saga, the first of four parts that are planned, two that are definitely coming out this summer. The next one comes out in August. And it was long. It was definitely long. So if you do plan on going to see it, it's every minute of those 3 hours. And then, of course, as I was saying this morning, if you are a fan of Beverly Hills Cop, make sure you watch XLF on Netflix. It is just as good as Beverly Hills Cop 2. So I think, and that's, to me, Beverly Hills Cop 2 is one of those rare sequels that's as good as the original for me. I always enjoyed that one. I'm wearing my Ghostbusters shirt today. I've always enjoyed Ghostbusters 2 just as much as I enjoyed Ghostbusters 1. Other people don't feel the same way, but it's the way. I mean, I was thinking about this as I was watching Axel F. In the 80s, we had a lot of movies that, you know, kids today would watch them and say, oh, these aren't that good, but that, you know, we were obsessive about, but we thought were amazing. And I still love the nostalgia value of watching those movies. Back to the Future, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Gremlins, Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, most 80s movies, I will just watch them again and again and again. Even some of the ones that were really bad. Lost Boys, I'll watch that anytime it comes on. Stand By Me. So many great films. And I don't really care if the next generation doesn't like them. Maybe you just don't have the same connection to them that we did. Going to the theater and seeing Rocky IV or The Karate Kid Part II because you loved the previous movie so much. Anyway, 508-996-0500. And one of the things that I loved as a kid and I still love as an adult is visiting Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver. And I'm sure you're the same way. If you grew up going to Edaville, it still has that same nostalgia value for you. But if you've never been, maybe it's time to start making memories with your family at Edaville, because they've got things going on all throughout the course of the summer. Of course, you know about the Festival of Lights that happens during the holiday season, and that's always going to be the big draw for Edaville. And you can get your season passes right now that get you into that, so that you can buy them now and not have to worry about when you're going to be able to get your tickets for the Festival of Lights in the fall. But they also have all kinds of special things going on all summer long. For example, tomorrow, Edaville will be open from 4 to 9 p.m. So you can end the 4th of July week with a trip to Edaville for their Americana night. And from now until July 6th, so you've just got today to get it done, you can get their Gold Flex tickets for just $39.95 that are good for any one-day admission to Edaville during their Christmas Summer Nights celebration. They've got Christmas Carnival Nights happening all throughout July and August. So make sure that you jump on that deal right now. You can do that by going to Edaville.com. And also make sure you follow Edaville on Facebook as well. It's the Edaville Family Theme Park page. You can get all the great events that they have going on, including those Christmas Carnival Summer Nights. But, you know, I didn't really have plans for tomorrow. Maybe I'll have to head on over to Edaville. Maybe I'll see you there. 508-996-0500. That's my number here, but I'm going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few moments. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. And, of course, that is The Cure. And Cure bassist Simon Gallup was back in Fall River last weekend. Miss Lizzie's Coffee held an art show, and he came by and visited again. So you never know when Simon Gallup of The Cure is going to show up at Miss Lizzie's Coffee. Not only does he love the local art that they have on display, but he loves the coffee as well. So there's something that I have to make you aware of, especially if you're going to be heading out for fireworks again this evening or at all this weekend, or you're going to be spending any time outside this weekend. I want you to be aware of the story we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, that the first positive mosquito samples of eastern equine encephalitis of this season have been detected in Massachusetts in mosquito samples that were collected in Carver. So close to the South Coast, or, you know, part of the South Coast, depending on how you want to define it, but certainly Plymouth County, not that far from where many of us are. Some of us are even in Plymouth County. So the fact that they have only found it in mosquitoes, though, is, you know, nothing to get too alarmed about, because this has been going on for a couple of years now, that they found them in mosquitoes, but that there have been no human cases. There have been no human cases in Massachusetts since 2020. Because back in 2019, if you remember, there were 12 human cases of Tripoli in Massachusetts, with 6 people dying as a result. In 2020, there were 5 human cases with 1 death. And then there have been no human cases of Tripoli in Massachusetts in 2021, 2022, or 2023. And part of that is because people are listening to the warnings. They're wearing longer sleeves if they're going to be out. They're using DEET bug spray. They're using... They're having citronella candles to keep them away if they're outside. They're replacing screens that have rips in them. They're paying attention to all of these things. And there was also a case of West Nile virus detected in a mosquito sample taken in Quincy. Well, 2 mosquito samples taken in Quincy. So both Tripoli and West Nile have been detected already this year, but only in mosquito samples so far, none in humans. But there have been some experts who have been saying that this is kind of early in the season to be finding Tripoli and West Nile mosquitoes. And so that means we could be in for a bad year. Hopefully not anything like 2019. But again, that depends on you and making sure that you protect yourself from the mosquitoes. Because these are serious afflictions, especially to people who might already have compromised immune systems, if they're the very young or the elderly. And it's sad that we follow along with these stories every year, and it's sad when we have to report that people are hospitalized and in some cases even dying because they were bitten by a bug, bitten by an insect, something that you think would be easy to come back from, but not when it comes to Tripoli or West Nile. So we'll keep you updated on all of that. Of course, they are doing targeted mosquito spraying in New Bedford and in other communities as well. And of course, you can always contact them and ask them to make sure that they're spraying over your home where you live. The Bristol County Mosquito Project. You know, we had a neighborhood association in my neighborhood where they would just ask you to opt out if you didn't want to have mosquito spraying over your house. You would tell them, no, I don't want my, but they would put in for everybody's homes to be sprayed. And it would happen, 4 a.m. You never knew it was happening. Plane flies over, does the spraying. And it certainly did help. Because when I first moved into that neighborhood and they weren't spraying, the mosquitoes were really, really bad. And then they started doing the targeted spraying and it helped. We also had a large contingent of dragonflies and what do they call those giant ones that look like mosquitoes, but they're not? Crane flies. We had a lot of those in the neighborhood, and those would help limit the mosquitoes. And I think that they came, as a result of the spring or after the spring. But keep yourself safe, keep yourself protected, keep yourself healthy. 508-996-0500. Going to take our next break and be back in a few moments. And you don't have to be waiting on a sunny day, especially because you're going to be waiting a long time today. But you don't have to be waiting on a sunny day if you are looking to go solar. You can contact Isaacson Solar today, and they'll come out to your home, and they'll take a look, and they'll talk to you about whether or not going solar is right for you. And if it is the right thing for your home, they will give you a free, no-obligation quote, so you can mull it over a little bit more and think about it. And then if you're ready to go and you want them to actually go through and install them, they'll do it quickly. They'll do it professionally. They'll do it the right way. Not like these other companies that come and knock on your door. Isaacson will never knock on your door unless you've invited them to come over and talk to you about going solar. No gimmicks, no tricks, no misleading sales pitches. Only the simple, honest, direct truth and transparent conversations about whether or not solar is right for you. So if you are thinking about going solar, go solar with the company that is part of the South Coast, that is here to stay, that doesn't just come in and sell a bunch of solar panels and move on. Isaacson Solar. They're based in Fall River. They're not going anywhere, and they are your partner in going solar. So if you want to find out more, go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N. IsaacsonSolar.com. All right, we are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we will have more discussion with you at 508-996-0500. We can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I do.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.